Lord, please help us to keep you first in all that we do, especially in our relationships with one another. Amen. I was dreaming that a fellow sister in the community came up to me and said she was going to divorce her husband and that the Lord had told her that she and my fiancé were meant to be together. I was taken back for a moment and was fixing to give her a beatdown when I realized that this was a demon and not my lovely sister in Christ. I shouted, "You lie!" and asked the Lord to reveal what we were dealing with. I immediately saw the demon and several evil spirits that accompanied this demonic entity. There was jealousy, envy, lust, division, fraction, Jezebel, manipulation, control, bickering, distrust, and so on. A day later, another sister in the community was having similar feelings about this same sister in regards to her husband. We all recognized it was an attack sent from the enemy, targeting our relationships within the refuge. Lord, do you have anything you want to say? Jesus began, "My word is clear on how Satan operates. He comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. And this is evident on why he is so determined to break up relationships that I have brought together. The devil's agenda is to destroy your marriage. The demons convince you not to enter into a relationship I have blessed because you should be ashamed of your past. This is Satan trying to tempt you away from a good and holy relationship. He will also try to block a relationship from forming because you believe you are looking for a perfect person, someone who thinks and believes exactly as you do. Others of you fall into the trap thinking all of your relationships must be cursed and you could never be in a healthy, godly relationship. If you and the person I have placed in your life want to glorify me, but you fight over minor worldly issues, then Satan is winning by pulling you apart and causing you to fall into blaming and pointing the finger at each other. Your adversary will use selfishness, secrets, anger, pornography, finances, infidelity, lying, neglect, and verbal abuse. Pray against these evil spirits, my dear ones. My children, leave no room for the devil to gain a foothold in your relationships and in your marriages. No matter how big or how small your issue is, there is one thing you can do to start to get the devil out of your marriage, and that is prayer. Doesn't Scripture say, and this kind only can be driven out by prayer? Prayer is the greatest weapon you have to combat against the devil's agenda to steal and kill your marriage. My dear ones, go pray together, lock hands, and pray to my Father. And when you do, Satan will lose all power in that moment. Your relationship will be given a refreshing, a reigniting of intimacy with me and between you both. I do not desire the perfect prayer, but simply that you come to me together in unity with your hearts and minds aligned and on me. There is not a more perfect prayer than that. And that was the end of his message. For those of you who haven't seen this movie, we highly recommend that you watch The War Room. It's an excellent movie depicting the power of prayer and the lasting effects of trusting in God to heal and strengthen your marriage and all your relationships. God bless you, dear heart dwellers.